We're up to page Kuf Mem Zayin. It's Simin Chof Dalit Halacha Ches. Okay, Halacha Ches. We discussed the laws of what happens if you find a psul in Sefer Torah b'shas Kriyas HaTorah. So we basically learned yesterday, to recap, we learned there are two mahalchim, there are two popular techniques, what to do. One technique is you just stop where you're up to and you roll up the Sefer Torah. You put it back in the Aron, and you take out another Sefer Torah, and you pick up where you left off. The one that got the Aliyah does not make the Barucha Acharoina. They just stop, take out a new Sefer Torah, go back to the beginning of the Pasuk. If you cannot go back to the beginning of the Pasuk, you have to at least lay in three Psukim with all of the rules of Psuchos and Stumos that we learned before. You have to basically go back, and you have a problem, go back three Psukim, and you do resume laning. And then when you finish the Aliyah, the one that got the Aliyah will make the Bracha Acharoina. Now, I saw some few interesting things, and then what's the other technique? The other Mahalach, which is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, and the opinion of which has become very popular in today's times, for whatever reason, is that if you find the Psul in the Sefer Torah, you stop right then and there, and the one that got the Aliyah makes a Barucha Acharoina. And that's the end of the Aliyah. You put away the Sefer Torah. What?
Even if they didn't read the
Psukim. No, if they did not read the Psukim, then you can make a Barucha Acharoina. Then you would have no choice but to put it back. To put it back and do like what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's correct. There are many variations. I have a whole thick sefer, and the whole thing is not just fluff. It's all the various scenarios.
I don't think I've ever seen somebody, you had mentioned yesterday about the seven Aliyahs.
Yeah, either have I. I've never seen it either. I never saw it either. But it says everywhere to do that. All of the Svarim say that if you can, if you find the psul. And you should now lay in the new Sefer Torah seven aliyahs. Do you make a bracha achroina before you put it away? Different minhagim. Some say you do, some say you don't. You can't go wrong whatever you do. Now, what about now? Just two other short things. I saw yesterday looking in the Piskei Tshuvos. The minhag Ashkenaz is you put back the Sefer Torah immediately. But it seems there are chilukei deos that it's an insult to the Sefer Torah. You're not supposed to put back the Sefer Torah. That's puzzle right away. You close it up, and you put the guard. That's brought down. It's brought down. You put the guard on the outside as an indication, simon, and you don't put it back in the Aron Kodesh until the Aliyah is over. You take out another Sefer Torah and you lay in for the new Sefer Torah. And you keep the old Sefer Torah outside until you finish the Aliyah. Don't insult it by putting it back right away. Another interesting thing that I saw is by the Sfardim, they have a minhag, they do Hagbah before you lane. So the Nikar Hadin, let me ask you a Hakira in the Din Hagbah. Hakira. Is the Din Hagbah on the Sefer Torah? Or is the Din Hagbah for the Tzibur? You come to shul, everyone should see there is a Torah, v'zos ha-tarsha samosha lefnei b'nei Yisrael. It's not for the Sefer Torah. It appears the Din Hagbah is on the Sefer Torah itself.
Really?
The Sefer Torah which you've lain from, everyone should see v'zos ha-tarsha samosha lemay nafkemina. Now it's not again by Ashkenazim, but by Sfardim, they do Hagbah before Kriyas HaTorah. If you take out a new Sefer Torah because you find the psul in the first Sefer Torah, you do Hagbah on the new Sefer Torah. So if you're diving in a real Svarish shul, and they have the standing Sefer Torah with the mappa, ever see the real deal? And then they're laning and they find the psul. So what do you do? So let's assume that there are variations. Let's assume they're going to follow the psul, so they're going to make a bracha chrona. They're going to make the bracha, and they're going to close it, and they're going to take out a new Sefer Torah. Before they lay, they make an aliyah from the new Sefer Torah, they have to do Hagbah again. They pick up the Sefer Torah, v'zos ha-tarsha samosha lefnei v'nei yishol piyashem v'yad Moshe, because the Din Hagbah is on the Sefer Torah that you're learning from. It's not just a nice thing that you do when you come to shul. Everyone should see, oh, there's a Sefer Torah. V'zos HaTorah. The din of Hagba applies to the Sefer Torah which you are reading from. Since we are now going to read from this Sefer Torah, we have to do Hagba once again. And by Ashkenazim, you don't have this, because Ashkenazim, you do Hagba at the very end. And if you don't make it to the very end, you don't do it. Because you don't do a Hagba on a Sefer Torah which is puzzle. Yeah.
What basically the Sfarder was saying when they go Hagba at the beginning, they said, this is the Torah we're going to
correct.
Read from.
By
Ashkenazim said, this is the Torah we read from.
Exactly. We read from. But Lamai Nafkamina, when you take out another Sefer Torah, you should do another Hagba. Ashkenazim, it's not possible because you didn't even do the first Hagba. But by Sfarim, when you do it in advance, then you do a second Hagba. Okay, that's another interesting halacha. Another important halacha is when you have a Sefer that's possible, there's an obligation upon the shul to fix it within 30 days. Lo sishkoin be'oy halecha avla. You're not allowed to have something which is a mistake, an error, rest in your tent. And Chazal learned the time limit is 30 days. So that applies to the person, whoever is responsible for hosting the Sefer Torah has an obligation to have it repaired within 30 days. Well, that's the case when you can't repair it. Well, yeah, we're dealing with a situation where there's a mistake in spelling. You're dealing with an old Sefer Torah who has faded. That's already a different situation. Shivrei Luchos Menachos Barom. That's a different situation.
Does it
need Geniza? So it's not so simple. I do remember learning somewhere that shuls do. They have old Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh, and they leave them there. It's not so simple. Because it really, once Sefer Torah is no longer functional, why are you allowed to leave it in the Aron? Why don't we go say, L'Sishka Melech Avla, you may come to be nichshel, you may come to use it. I don't know where you drew the line. But one thing is clear. If you have a Sefer Torah that's kosher, that's a good, healthy, modern Sefer Torah, and there is a spelling mistake, or there is a psul, there is a letter that's not kosher, and you can easily fix it, and you have an obligation to have it fixed within 30 days, because someone may be nichshel, may take it out of their own kodesh and use it by mistake. You have the garden, you have the sin on the outside. Okay, what other halachas? There are some other interesting halachas I don't recall immediately at this moment in time. There are other ideas. Okay, let's go further. Tests. Let's try to finish up these halachas. Halacha tests. Nimsa Sefer Torah. Let's say you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah, so what do? So we learned last week that if you don't have a Sefer Torah, period, and you have davening with a minion, so in order you should not forget the simple creates a Torah, you learned it from a chumash. Here, you have at least a kosher Sefer Torah. So if you have, at least you have a Sefer Torah that's pasul is better than a chumash. So you should lean it, you should lean the minyan hakuyim biloy berachas. Fasting. You come to a shul and there's no kosher Sefer Torah, but you have a pasul Sefer Torah. You call up aliyos. You ever go to a shul like that? You ever have a situation like that?
What about
Mishaberach? I don't know. It doesn't hurt.
You don't need a Sefer Torah.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't. You make a mishaberach for the Sefer Torah. Refuah shleim for the Sefer Torah. Okay,
I have a kosher Sefer Torah, and you really don't have anyone competent to lay.
Yes.
How much can you stretch what you could do in order to get Kriyas HaTorah?
You're talking here to an expert. I leave it to you to answer that question.
Like a chassid?
I don't know.
Chassid or rabbi?
I've seen.
Let's put it this way. I saw enough times already. It was when I was young. The guy was like, he had the chumash over the next.
I don't know. I do not know. The Chazon Ish never corrected a person when he leaned. He can make the worst mistakes. He didn't correct him. So this is a very sensitive issue of how makbid we are when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. If you have a mistake, go among Bnei Torah. They'll get you for the shvana. They'll get you for the shvana. Right? They'll get you for the shvana. You go on other groups.
They don't care.
They don't care. I've seen very often by bar mitzvah boys, even in shuls, the very tough, real kanoyim. Bar mitzvah boy, they let him go easy. They let him make big errors. They let him go. Where do you draw the line? I don't know. And I tell you these funny stories. They walk out of the lane. They get all worked up about it.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
What do you say?
Three errors. Yeah.
By the Valkara, bar mitzvah boy.
Yeah.
He never corrects them.
Because, right?
Because you're not
yotze
anywhere.
Once he made three mistakes, he's not yotze.
Yeah.
Who says he's not yotze? Just because you make a mistake, it's mash and a stipler. Again, this is the discussion. Even if you make mistakes, as long as you read and you say something comes out of your mouth, and even though it's not right, but if you listen carefully, you could figure out what he meant to say. There's such a mahalach like that. Like, yeah, he said this word, but that word doesn't make any sense. So what he really meant to say was this. Also, you learned, you taught us Torah, and we figured out what you really meant to teach us. So you've accomplished the purpose of Talmud Torah Barabim. It's a very liberal, that's an extremely liberal approach, but there are opinions that actually say that.
I once heard him say
that you're not Yotz anymore.
Incorrect.
It doesn't help, because what's the purpose? What's the purpose? It's knocking off.
Correct.
Yeah, alright.
I heard Rabbi Reisman say this before.
Yeah.
The question of embarrassing the minor mistakes. They've correct too many things that are
it becomes.
And the question of embarrassing about Torah.
Well, that all depends. Every person's embarrassment threshold is different. Some, you know, it all depends on the tzibor. You can't generalize. And if everyone knows each other, you're all buddy-buddy, you have a small little group, everyone's buddy-buddy. So a new person comes to town, and there's a big crowd. Everyone is different. Like I once told you a story about two different Balei Kriya. And they're in the same exact, the same people. So one Balei Kriya, they get him on every shvana. They get him, and the other one lanes okay. Lanes okay, and they let him get by. They don't give him a hard time. I thought so. They had a discussion. So why do they this guy? They always getting him. The answer is because this when he gets up to lane, the way he presents himself is, come get me. Come on, everyone. Come get me.
Right.
It's a matter of presentation.
Right.
The other guy is like, you know, he's not so swift. He's not like, so there's no fun.
There's no challenge.
There's no fun with him. If he makes a mistake, well, they have no pleasure in catching him. It's all a matter of the environment.
Very true. I've been warned not to open my mouth sometimes when I come.
It's a matter of the environment. And again, there is a very large range, of saying you're not yoytze. To say that you're not yoytze, wherever Rosen says, I have the greatest respect. He's my rabbi. I learned him in Shem for a year. Whatever he says, but there is appears to be a very large range of when you can say that you're not yoytze kriya satoira when someone makes a mistake. So let's go further. Says that when the b'shas sev Torah is open, you're not allowed to walk out. That it's a curse. It's ora shero lo yakum es tibi atar azos. There's a terrible curse for walking out during the relating of sev Torah. You're never allowed to walk out. What?
According to Rabbi Reisman, you have to be mistaken.
You have to know what Rabbi Reisman said. You have to see what he said. You have to know what he says. Okay, let's go further. Nimsub sub sevitar be ancient sevitar acher mashlim mina queen below brach. Let's see what it's about. Dal mashlim mina queen below brach. So Shari Ephraim, heavy diesh matim lahashim la queen brachis ad hashlum zayin anoshim. He has a tremendous chiddush because all this goes back to the sheet of the Rambam. He says, we don't pass like this, that if you have a sevitar that's posel mamish, you have nothing else. Everything that we learned until now, all these halachas, is where you have an aryeh, you live in America. And you have a rich shul, and they have 10 kosher sifrei Torah, and you're laning, oy gevalt, the sefer Torah is puzzle. No problem! We got another 9 sifrei Torah in the Urim Kodesh, we'll pull out. But let's say you're laning, and all of a sudden, sefer Torah is puzzle. and they whispered to the Baal. The Baal Kori says, "No, get me another Sefer Torah. Sorry, this is the only one we got." So what do you do then? So we samech on the Rambam. The Rambam says, "L'chatchila, you can learn from a Sefer Torah. That's possible. That's why we discussed yesterday. When you do find a psul in the Sefer Torah, you don't go back. You don't go back to the beginning of the parasha. And by the way, I've got to tell you, the Gra. So you're talking about people who follow the Minhag of Gra, right? The Gra, everyone. Oh, you go to Dav Minhag Gra. Oh, you don't have to say Baruch Hashem li'olam, and you don't have to do this, and you don't have to do this, right? All the big mekilim in the Gra." You know what the Grub Haskins? That if you take out, you have a lane for Sefer Torah, you find a psul in the Sefer Torah, you know what you have to do, according to the Grub? You got to go back to the beginning of the parasha. Yeah, yeah. Got to start all over again. Okay, so you end of the parasha, parasha Svayakov Pekude, and you get to the last pasuk, and you find the psul. So what's the minhag olam? No, was samech on the Rambam. Right, it's a wrong word. Was samech on the Rambam. Bygones, let bygones be bygones. The Rambam paskins that you don't need a kosher Sefer Torah, so we made sense, so you don't have. So the last aliyah, we'll go, we'll take out a new Sefer Torah, we'll make a...
It's not possible until you find a mistake. Until then it's kosher.
That's not necessarily true. That's only true when it comes to a small type of error where there's a possibility that the letter cracked right now, a crack in the letter. When it comes to a crack in the letter, you have a letter yud, right? You have a shin, and it's very the ink is very, very thin and it's very old. So maybe by opening it up right now, it cracked at this very, very moment. So then you can say that's a chazak. Even according to the Gra, in some certain situations you can be samech. But let's say you have a spelling mistake. You can't say the Sefer Torah was kosher 5 minutes ago. There's no chazaka.
But then you should go back to Bereishis.
You should, right. So why don't you? Why don't we? So this we learned yesterday, because the sheet of the Rambam is that lechatchila you're allowed to lane from a Sefer Torah. That's possible. As long as the majority of the Sefer Torah is kosher, it's good enough. Lechatchila, you can take out a Sefer Torah that's possible, missing words, missing letters, missing everything is no good, you can learn from it. As long as it's mostly good, whatever the rules are, majority is okay. That's the Rambam. So we don't pass like the Rambam. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to take out a Sefer Torah and learn unless you have a Sefer Torah that's 100% kosher. But after the fact, if you lane halfway through the parasha and now you discover something where you can't take a chazakah, you can't go say that the Sefer Torah was kosher 5 minutes ago because we're missing a whole word, we're missing a whole paragraph, you can't do that. Then, after the fact, we rely upon the Rambam. The Rambam says you allow the chatchil to lane from the Sefer Torah, that's possible, and make a bracha. Okay, what was done was done. For going on forward, we do not rely on the Rambam. We need to close the Sefer Torah, take out a new Sefer Torah, that is kosher. But what happens if you don't have a Sefer Torah, that's kosher? So along comes the Shari Ephraim, and he's Shari Ephraim, not a different Shari Ephraim. Hevi the Yesh Matidim, La Hashlim Hakruyim, Bibrochos at Hashlim Zayin Anoshim. The Ashvi Yehamafter, Benidim, Kevan Shehu Shas Hatchak, the Ein Lochitzi Sefer Torah Zobe Mincha. And if you already started to lane, okay, this is a very, very limited application. You already started to lane, and you're in the middle of Kriya Satara, and now you find the psul, so you can get, and you don't have another Sefer Torah, just like with Samach on the Ram for the past, with Samach on the Ram for the future, for the remainder of this Kriya Satara, and you can already finish up the remainder of the seven alleles, and you don't call a special maftir. The one that gets Shavi is the one that will read for the Haftarah, but you don't make a special aliyah. That's what he passes, but don't go take out the Sefer Torah. And don't take out the Sefer Torah from Monday and Thursday. It's only in a situation where you already took out the Sefer Torah and you already elained at least one aliyah, and then you don't have another Sefer Torah that's kosher. Here you can be makel and be samech on the Ram lechatchil to remain to elaine the remainder of the aliyahs from the Sefer Torah that's possible. The ayin b'shailus hachuvas avnei tzedek b'yechad sheniach Sefer Torah v'nimsa b'mos. You take out a Sefer Torah and it's muksa. The nimsa, what am I saying over here? I'm totally lost. The nimsa about tos. Tos, you find, that's another shaila. I remember seeing the different Indian, the tefillin with money. The nimsa, your talisman. The nimsa boy, you tos, and you find the mistake in the Sefer Torah. Vlohoya sham sefer l'saknikad mashabas, tell a sham shayn mechuv loidia lakahol. Unbelievable halacha. This is such a controversial halacha. What you don't know is good for you. If you know you know it exactly. Don't ask, don't tell. So this is Nogei Alokhul Ma'is. I heard the Shaila once. We have in a bungalow colony, and you know for a fact that the Sefer said they're going to be laying from his Pasul, but they don't know. Are you Mechuyif to tell them that the Sefer Torah is Pasul? You're not Mechuyif. If they don't know that it's Pasul, they can learn from it. With Samech on the Rambam. Another interesting example, this is an incredible halacha, it says this is Beferish in the Rambam. This, what?
Then you can never tell if it's possible.
If you know it's possible, you don't have to tell them, they can learn what they don't know is good for them. Another example of the Rambam, this is an incredible halacha. A new Sefer Torah. A new Sefer Torah, brand new. They just had Achnasa Sefer Torah. And you find the Psul. On the first Shabbos, can you imagine the first Shabbos? You can go further. A special dispensation for a new Sefer Torah, because a new Sefer Torah has the status as a Chosson, it's a Rambam, it's a Ferish Rambam. Chosson during a Sheva Brachas.
Not Shana
Rishona. The halach is if a Chosson has a Nega during the Sheva Brachas and Negoim. Parsha of Negoim, a Nega. We don't have Negoim as Mana Zeb, but Tom the Torah. If a person Kinega nearly, a Chosson Makala, how it appears to be Nega Tzoras, on his flesh during the Shiva Sime HaMishta, you don't show it to the Kohen. You not mechuyev to show it to the Kohen, you potter. A Sefer Torah that's being used for the first time, you open it up and you start laning and you find the psul, keep on going.
Oh, yeah.
So the Rama says, a Sefer Torah has the status of a chosson during the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, and you don't look for psulim in a Sefer Torah during that first week, that first Shabbos. If it's possible, even though it's, you find the psul, it's okay, you can keep on going. Unbelievable. It's the first Rambam. I told this to you once that years ago, when I was very, very little, I went to Achnas Sefer Torah. I never saw this again until recently. I went to Achnas Sefer Torah. Beautiful. It was the first time I went to Achnas Sefer Torah where they did it like they do today, with a band and with torches. It was really, really nice. I never saw something like this. Years ago, they never did it like they do today. But this was a long time ago, and they had a procession, and I noticed that the new Sefer Torah was wearing the white mantle. It was the middle of the winter. It was a freezing winter day, and they put on the new Sefer Torah a white mantle, the mantle from the Yomim Noiram. So I asked someone, what is this about? So he explained to me, because it's a new Sefer Torah, and it's like a kala b'yom chupasa. So they, for the hachnasa Sefer Torah, they dress it in the mantle from the Yomim Noiroim. Very, very nice. Very, very, very nice minik. That was years ago. I never, ever saw this. Years have passed. Every time you go to Achnas Sefer Torah, they have a nice, beautiful mantle. Blue, black, red, green, fancy. You know how much they cost? They can cost $1,000 a mantle. It's a big business. They cost a fortune of money. Okay, fine. So recently, I was involved in two events, a Achnas Sefer Torah, and I recommended, we're going through all the halachas, the whole procedure, the whole Seder, Advarim, someone asked me, just consulted with me exactly the Seder Hadram, what to do. So I recommend, I told him about this meeting that I saw many years ago, and I recommend, you know, it would be a nice thing. Think about this. Maybe you want to do this, you want to have the white mantle, put on the white mantle, and it's especially very nice when you come to the shul, and all of the other Sefer Torah come out to greet the new Sefer Torah, so they're all dressed in different colors, and the new Sefer Torah is dressed in white. So it's mamish kechakala b'yom chupas. So to my shock, he listened to me, and he put on the white. Not two months ago. It was, I'll tell you, whatever it was. No, it was before the summer. I went to another Achna Sevtar. I wasn't involved in this one. I was just there as a guest. I was invited to come, I guess. And they had on display, you know, they was very, you know, today they do it very nice. They have the Sefer. They have the Sefer. Everyone takes a picture and have on display the mantle. The blue mantle and the white mantle, and on the spot I told this to the Baal Simcha, the one that was sponsoring the Sefer Torah. I told him about this minuk, and he says, very interesting minuk. Let me ask my wife. Let me ask my. We are telling you a true story. He asked his wife. He told his wife. Now women, you know, they're more into these things. Kali said to a woman or Kali Yom Kupasa, they go for it. They go for it. So she went for it. She went for it, and they put on the Sefer Torah, the white mantle, and it was talking very nice. They marched. They came to the shul. They came out with the white mantle, and it was a big to do. So that halacha fits very well into the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins that a Sefer Torah in the first week it's sheva brachas. It's a chosan or a kalab yom chupasa, and just like you don't show the nega tsaras to the koyein during the shivas yimei hamishteh, you don't look for problems in the Sefer Torah in its first Shabbos.
So when did it become the white
line? Second Shabbos.
So the second Shabbos.
Second Shabbos.
You can use it during the week.
What?
You can use it from Monday and Thursday.
First week it says. Rambam says first week.
Chosan to kalab.
Same idea, okay. Chosan doesn't wear today a white suit. He wears a white tie, but a white suit. Maybe one day the Chosan, you can identify. You can identify. About my brother's wedding. The brother's wedding, the photographer was taking, you know, everyone there was taking pictures, so the photographer, he came to me to take a picture. So he sat me down, he was very super careful, and like he was positioning me. I thought, well, why are you being so? So then I realized he thought I was the chosan. So you learn from that. I'm sure that you learn from that. I said, I'm not wearing a white tie. Why do you think I'm the chosan? The chosan's wearing the white tie. So it's not so bad if the chosan would wear a special lavush. No one should make a mistake. You know, you go to a chasna. They say, "Who's there? Who's the chosan?" Right? You go to a chasna, and you're not coming to the chosan. You're coming to the parents. Right? You're coming because you know the parents of most people. Right? You get to a certain point. You first go to the weddings. You go because you know the chosan. Then you get to a certain point where you go for the parents. And then you get to a certain point, you're going for the grandparents. You're going for the grandparents. So when you come in there, at least you want to know who the chassan is. It's very hard. It's very hard to determine who is the chassan. The chassan who has special lover should be a little bit easier. Okay, let's go to the next one. This halacha is what I told you last week. I told you that it's not done, but I found it. It's very sheer in the Shekhet Shechnach. Halacha yud. Yesh oimrim. Okay, yesh oimrim she'im. Some say, I don't think it's done today, but she'im nimsub sub sefer Torah bechumish echa. Remember, I told you this halacha in one chumish, in chumish bereishis mutadim likrois. You're allowed to lay in by bechumish acher in another chumish. Kigon, for example, im absul hu besefer bereishis mutam likrois by below the berachos besefer shemos. This could happen. The yesh lismech al zeh b'shas hadchakish lo hoye b'yavshol l'sakne when you came in m'sakne oyet shnim se b'shabes b'yamtiv. I know this happened in a shul where all the other sifter were locked up in a safe. They had a safe, and they put all the Sefer Torah in the safe, and they only have one Sefer Torah in the Aron, for security reasons, and no one knows the combination. So they're all locked up, and they thought they did this. They laned, it was absurd Monday, Thursday, whatever it was, and it was possible, clearly possible, so they rolled it to the next Chumash, and they made three brachas, and they laned three aliyahs in the next Chumash, like what it says. Different Chumash, the next Chumash. The next Chumash. The Yesh Lismech al Zeh B'Shas Hadchakish Lo Hoye B'Yavshol L'Saknei. Different sefer.
For each aliyah, different sefer?
No. Three aliyahs in the next sefer. If you're letting now from Devarim, so you go back to Berurim, you go back.
Yeah, right.
Three aliyahs in the same sefer. Three aliyahs. If you're letting now, letting Devarim, so you find them still in Devarim, so you go back to Bamidbar, you learn three aliyahs in Bamidbar. Ayishnim se b'shabas yoyob yomtov, mikol mokim b'shabas v'mincha, ein lohoitzi kevan sh'oz ena kriya chayv kol kach, to let us sack them, shom oitzim shenim bom, shen v'chamish, to be sack neses. And this is a very big, this is a bombshell what he says here. That the kriya sata b'shabas mincha is in a lower status, a lower obligation than during Monday and Thursday. And here is a nafkamina, that if you don't have another Sefer Torah, even though you're willing to, even though you're part of that group, it's a yesh oimim. Not everyone is so happy about this. I don't think you see people really do this,
you know,
this yesh oimim.
They used to let it cut the lane shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Katan in Shabbos Mincha. Well, you can lay it anywhere. Katan can lay it in Shabbos by morning. Bidi Evet. But, okay.
Of course, you laid already today. You were Yotzeh Priya Satorah Shabbos.
The Loi Niskel Mishum Shayim Boim Bishayim Chamish Lubezaknes. Therefore, we want to have, that's why it's a more lightweight laying. Therefore, you can be Makel. It's a Nafkmini. You should not take out a Sevita that's possible for Shabbos Mincha. Halacha Yidal. Let's try to finish up Halacha Yidal. Let's say the stitches are ripped. This is a very important halacha. Sometimes in the old Sefer Torah, the stitches are ripped. So then you're not allowed to lay in. If the majority of this, even though it's still connected, and I saw in the Piskei Teshuvos today, they have these pieces of tape. Now you go in the Sefer Torah, the back Sefer Torah, you'll see these pieces of tape. There's no such thing, this is a modern invention, to put on tape. There's no such thing as putting on they take a piece of parchment, they cut it a nice length, they take glue, and they stick it on, it keeps it a little bit stronger. There's no makar for this in halacha. This is a new invention of the Sefer, in order to mechazek the Sefer Torah. They used to put three. Look at the old Sefer Torah, they used to put 1, 2, 3. Today they don't do the one in the middle anymore. Because the glue, over after a number of years, seeps through, and it ruins the parchment. So today it's unheard of. On any new Sefer Torah you look at today, you will never see a piece of parchment along the center of the Sefer Torah connecting it, because they're afraid from experience it's going to ruin, the glue is going to seep through and ruin the ksav on the other side. But they still put on the top and on the bottom. So if you have a Sefer Torah where it's ripped, the stitches are no longer intact, even though it's connected, because the pieces of tape are still keeping it together, you're not allowed to lean from it. The majority of the parchment must still be stitched in order that it should be a kosh Sefer Torah. So in Nikra, Hatzfira, Shabbain Shay Rias, and Nisha Royal Haroy of Tafra, most of the stored up car, Mulla Lane for Vim Lav, if not would seen Sevitar Acher, who it's possible Mam, she have to take another Sevitar. I've seen this happen. I've seen the Sevitar where it's Mam is ripped. Mam is ripped, they have to go take another Sevitar. The main Sevitar Acher, the Yeram no Sevitar, Imaker who bezah Chumash, same idea, and this Chumash Beratius, for example, Sheshikh Mikrospo, Ain Karimbo Elim K Nishaluk Lapachos Hates Firos. If it's in this chumash, you cannot lean from it unless you have at least 5 stitches. So here he's saying not roif. It's a different opinion. Okay, there are other opinions in this matter. He's saying saying that the number of stitches you have to have at least 5. You have to count. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the stitches. But if it's in this chumash, the same chumash, you need at least to be 5 remaining stitches. And if it's another Sefer Torah, another Chumash, you have to have at least 2 stitches. Yud Beis, Nimsa Shavoy Oichelev Shenotaf Al Ois Oiteva. Let's say, I don't know why this wax, I don't know where wax comes from. Why this is like candle lighting, they when they used to write. Maybe they lit in the olden days before electricity and fluorescent lights and LED lights and all these new high-tech types of lighting that Sefer use. The old Sefer Torah had a lot of wax. Why was there wax?
Melted from
candles that were there. When they were writing the Sefer Torah, they lit by candlelight. I don't know why, or somehow. So let's say you find wax on top of a letter. So the letter was really good. It's a good letter. It's just that it's covered. So the problem is it called that it's a kriya baal peh, you're laning it baal peh when you're not actually seeing the letter. The letter is hidden from you because it's covered by wax or fat. If it's during the weekday, no problem. Yasiro, just erase it. Now, by the way, you have this very common with powder. A lot of the old Sefer Torah, when they process the parchment, they put on some type of paste. It's a little bit controversial. Not everyone was so happy it's a chatzitza, but it was done. And this paste turns into powder. So many times, look at the Sefer, the old Sefer Torah looks like it's faded, but if you just take the talus and you rub it, the powder comes off and it's clear. A lot of times, I remember they used to, in Chaim Bolin, there was also some old Sefer Torah they used to lay in from. So they thought it was possible. So they called up the Pesach, he just took his talus and he rubbed it, and the powder came off and the letters were revealed. But here you have wax, so if it's during the weekday, you can just peel off the wax and the letter will be revealed. If you can see the letters, if you can see the letters, it's no worse than your glasses. Think about it. Why are you allowed to lean if you're wearing glasses? It's a chatzitza. Teretz is not chatzitza, it's clear glass, it's a part of your body. Same thing if you have wax, that's clear wax, and you can see the letter, it's okay, it's not called chatzitza. Aval im mechusim kol kach hashem nirim, im u'makam shen shrichim likoy sham. So let's say it's covered to such a degree where you can't see it. So if it's part of the Sefer Torah that you're not leaning from today, it's different aliyah, it's not this aliyah, it's last week's parasha, next week's parasha, it's okay. If you can remove it in an unusual way, do so. And you fold the parchment, you do it in an unusual way. But if you cannot remove the wax on Shabbos, and it's in the way, it's covering the letter you need to read, and you can't see through the wax, then you're not allowed to learn from this Sefer Torah on Shabbos. Next. If the wax is covering Hashem's name, so during the weekday, exercise extreme caution to make sure you do not remove Hashem's name. Ella Yichano, he's giving you an eitz atavah to heat it, to apply some type of heat. Mibuchutz sheyelech hashav oyachelim, and that will cause it to dissipate. Let's see over here one halacha. Halacha on the bottom. Hey, one on the shi'onim yisamach on the previous page. The previous page on the bottom. Ois hey. Shemnim se psul b'sefer Torah kosam shal shuv zyad eliyom. B'sefer Torah shemnim se batos yachakach nisar v'b'sefer Torah zacheros. V'lo yadiv neza sefer. U'mahu atos. This happens. You know one of the sefer Torah in the Aronis puzzle, but you just don't remember which one it is. And you don't remember exactly where the psul is. Where is the psul? I don't know. It's the beginning of the line somewhere, in the middle of the line somewhere. You can't find it. What do you do? Well, ma'otos. Hel Hashem d'yesh likos b'socham d'batel. It's batel. If you know for a fact you have a Sefer Torah, there's three Sefer Torah. One is puzzle, and two are kosher, and you don't know which one is puzzle. It's batel b'raif. It's batel b'raif. You send it on the Rambam. It's kosher. We make use of the Rambam. It's a quite a chiddush. V'gam ikas fake sveika shema kashitos hamatirim likrois b'sefer Torah pasul. The Mishnah Berurah is very big into this. You always got to remember, if you have a sefer Torah that's pasul, all you have to say is Rambam. Sefer Torah shel pasul nu was samech on the Rambam. The Rambam says lechatchila you're allowed to lane from a sefer Torah that's pasul. So it's not the end of the world. People, you know, when I was young, I never knew this Rambam. Kaval, sefer Torah is pasul. How could it even be? There's over 300,000 letters in the sefer Torah. Every single letter is going to be perfect. There's no psul. How could it be? The answer is, it's okay. If the Sefer Torah is possible, it's A-okay because we're Samech on the Rambam. The only thing that you have to do is you don't know. As long as there is a degree of doubt, that's good enough to lechatchila rely. I heard from a very, very big Rosh Yeshiva, every time a Chacham, he lanes on the Sefer Torah, I lane with one eye. I don't lane with two. There's an expression. I don't look for trouble. I lane. I see what it says in the words. If there's a problem, this is all we got. Don't look. Because if you look, you might find. And as long as you don't know that it's absolutely possible, it's A-okay. It's a very important attitude the Baal Kori has to have when he lanes in Sefer Torah. It's not a hider to show off when you're laning for a group of 200 people. Every week, I'm going to find the mistake. You want to be such a machmir? So before laning during the weekday, come and check it. Come with the suffer and check it. It's not so hard to fix psul. If you know how to level, you learn the halachas. It's very easy to fix. They don't fix. You think they fix with a feather? If you go to a sofer, by the way, I believe you'd be shocked. The way they fix is with a pen. They don't fix now with this pen. They have special pens. Special pens. And they have they use special inks. They do. There's a whole show. Rav Wozner is not happy with this. Rav Rosner, he's one of the biggest poskim. I know someone that's very close to the Torah V'das, one of the Mishpacha, so he told Rav Rosner that in America, or all the Seferim, they're fixing with pens. So he was like very disturbed. What? Because you know, you write with a kolmus, of course, but to fix, you can't fix. You have to know the nature of how Safras works. It's very, very hard to make corrections with using a kolmus and the yoy. When you write with a kolmus and the yoy. But to make these very small precision corrections, so they use special pens. So not everyone is so happy with the pens. So they do is they buy even more special pens and they fill it up with custom ink that are made and manufactured by Seferim. So you learn the malacha. That's a big deal. You learn the malacha, how to fix all the rules, and you come there before Shabbos and you check the Sefer Torah to make sure you don't find a soul. But once ready to Shabbos, it's already showtime. Okay, and everyone's there in shul. It's not a milah to stop every 5 minutes. Oh, maybe those two letters are connected, or maybe it's there's not enough space. What you don't know is good for you, because Me'ikar Hadin was Samech on the Rambam that says L'chatchila you're allowed to learn from a Sefer Torah that's puzzle. Look what it says here. Shocking. I know for sure one of the three inside is puzzle. I don't know which one. It's Batel Beroiv. You could have, since the majority are kosher, you can learn from it. Let's go further.
You say you're going to be checking my computer.
Sveika. Yeah, they do that today. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have the technology. I told you, before they check with computer, only 18% of the Sefer Torah that were written were found to be without spelling mistakes. So it just goes to show. Also, does that mean to say that all the Gedolei Yisrael who made brachas on the Sefer Torah made a bracha levatola? Chas v'shalom. Or samech on the Rambam. After the fact that it was a spelling mistake that you're allowed to make a bracha.
Mistake here, mistake there. It never discusses what happens if there's a mistake in Hashem's name.
If there's a mistake in Hashem's name, yes. To hold that, let me tell you, that's a very good point. If it's a mistake in Hashem's name, there are two halachas. I've seen this done by experts. I even would practice doing this myself on some parchment. The minig Ashkenazim are, if you find a mistake in Hashem's name and there's no way to repair, in other words, maybe you could, either Hashem's name appears where it doesn't belong. So what you can do is you can erase the pasuk before and the pasuk after, as long as you don't work it out, arrange it that Hashem's name will come out in the right place. If you can do that, do that. If you can't do that, the only choice is to you can't erase Hashem's name. So that means a whole section of cloth, and a sefer put in many, many hours, goes into Geniza. There's nothing you can possibly do. That is the halacha of Ashkenazim. The Sfaradim have a tradition that is a solution. Now, the solution requires a lot of skill. The skill you have to take, you have to try. You buy special razors. The razors are thin like a feather. They're extremely thin, and you bend them, and you basically slice off Hashem's name together with a chunk of the cloth. Cloth has thickness. See, a piece of parchment. It's not like a piece of paper. A piece of paper, you know, you go to the Staples, buy paper, they sell in different thicknesses, different weights. Some are thinner, if you buy paper that's too thin, a lot of the old copy machines and the old printers can't deal with it. It gets caught because it's too thin. You need to have a certain weight, a certain thickness in the paper. Cloth is thicker than the thickest paper you can possibly buy. If you take the razor and you bend it, you can basically slice off Hashem's name with a chunk of the cloth. And then you can sand the cloth and you can write on top of it. Ashkenazim are not allowed to do this, only Sfaradim. So today when an Ashkenazi has this problem, he gives it to a Sfaradi, and the Sfaradi, really, that's what they do. It's a lot of money. And the Sfaradi takes the razor and you slice it, or you can slice off a whole line. You just bend the razor, and you have to know how to do it. You have to have a practice, and you dig into the parchment very, very slyly. The razor has to be super, super sharp, and you slice off a layer of the parchment with Hashem's name on top. So that is what you do when you have a mistake in Hashem's name. Before you actually, if let's say Hashem's the letter, the dalet of Hashem's name is not connected. So what do you do? Well, part of the letter is not connected. So you have to always say L'shem Kedushas Hashem. before you ever write something in Hashem, you write in the Sefer Torah, you have to say L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, and before you write Hashem's name, in addition to saying L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, you must say L'shem for the purpose of the sanctity of Hashem's name. If you don't say L'shem Kedusha Hashem, it is possible. If you don't say L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, it is possible. Sefer Torah is possible. So Seferim are in the habit of saying, before you say Yirai Hashem, there's also a very big minhag, the halacha, that you have to go to mikvah. You're not allowed to edit Hashem's name unless you go to mikvah. When it comes to the rest of the Sefer Torah, you do not need to go to mikvah. However, the minhag is, you do go to mikvah. Today, you probably cannot sell a Sefer Torah if you do not write the entire Sefer Torah before you go to mikvah. It's a very big problem. It's a very big problem because when they write, it's a very sad thing. You achnas Sefer Torah. The whole Sefer Torah was written in Bekdusha V'tar, because today a Sefer couldn't get away with it. That's the market. It's not the halacha. The halacha is you only need to write Hashem's name. You only have to go to mikvah before you write Hashem's name. You don't have to go to mikvah before you write anything else. But today there's a lot of competition, and it's a very big industry. You're not going to be able to market a Sefer Torah if you did not go to mikvah before you wrote every single letter in the Sefer Torah. You come to the Hachanah Sefer Torah, and everyone wants to have fun and also be able to go home and have a nice picture. Look, I put a little dot in the... Yeah. I put a little dot. So in the places where there's more control, where they know what they're doing, they'll insist. Anyone that wants to put a dot in the outline in the bottom must go to the mikvah before they do so. But sometimes you're dealing with a community where people don't go for this, they're not into going to mikvah, and they don't want to go to mikvah, they're not interested. It's not for everyone. It's not
sometimes
he doesn't let them, right? The server that you hold the server's hand. You don't they don't let you actually put any dots. You, the sofer, does it. You make him your shliach.
Yeah.
So it's very sad, because you have the whole Sefer Torah is written, the whole Sefer Torah is written b'kedusha v'tahara through a sefer that went to mikvah, and you have the last three lines of all these dots
of
people who went and ruined it by going and writing it, adding letters, adding diyot. It's not written on the same kedusha v'tahara. Okay, let's finish. I have to finish. Let's finish. Another kula. If you don't know where the psul is, maybe the psul is in a different chumash, in a different section. One is possible. They're all not good until you find out which one is possible. Meiruba parish, v'albisha sevetar b'kesoines acheres, b'even shetia nikheres gam li'achar she'enicho etso b'chazara, and you shall...
You're saying if you put a
puzzle
Sefer Torah, make a
siman. Someone has to take it out of the Aron, because if it's in the... This goes into the sugya of called the... So I think, I'm not sure what he means. That. I think what he means is that a person that's not aware... What?
In parentheses, yeah.
What does it say in parentheses? What?
Shebetura
me'i. Yeah. So if she'll take it out, call the parish, new parish. The whole child, a woman is a nida, is not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah. A woman who is a nida is not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah. That's why by Hakafis, you don't let women touch a Sefer Torah. Because it's invariable that some of them are going to be nidos, especially girls who are not married, they're all nidos. so they can't touch a Sefer Torah. So but here we come onto the lumness of called the parish, meiruba parish. So if you take it out of the Aron Kodesh, then you could say it's from the roiv, that's kosher. But if you go into the Aron Kodesh itself, and you already know there's a suffix, it's called kavua kimechst al nechsadamia. So you need to come onto this lumness, the whole lumness of shtikl Torah over here, that if a woman is puzzling kriyas haTorah, you're adding that into the equation. I'm not sure exactly how that adds to the equation. But the bottom line is, these are interesting shilas of what to do when you have a psul, and you always have to keep in mind that by the end of the day, you're always going to have to rely upon the Rambam, that after the fact it's kosher. Okay, we'll take a break.